Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Quentin Morris producing the operation. Chiefs and Chargers later today. The banged up Los Angeles Chargers. But joining us now, and it's the first time we've had a chance to talk together on the show, but he's now a Chiefs contributor right here at 96.5 The Fan. He's the editor, Chiefs on SI, and of course does Only Weird Games with Nate Taylor. What's up, Josh?
Dude, thank you for having me. It is great to be here with you this morning. And, you know, I wish I could sit here and tell you and all your listeners that there's nothing to worry about today, that there's no chance that the Chiefs and Chargers play a weird game. But that would be, honestly, that would be incongruent with the brand that the Chiefs have built for themselves over the years. So very good to talk to you, my friend. Glad to get to do this.
I'm expecting a weird game too, Joshua. I mean, you think you look at it and Herbert's been banged up. You think, all right, well, Rashawn Slater's already been ruled out. Joe Alt probably won't play. I mean, even if he does, he's not going to be 100% effective. So a quarterback's going out there. By the way, the Chargers are 31st in the NFL in passing the football. They only average 125 yards passing. They're very good at running the football, much different. But for Herbert, in a bye week next week, this is how bad they want this game against the Chiefs, the fact that they're willing to put him out here without tackles. That's incredible that they're doing that.
Yeah, and on some level, I get it, right? Because Harbaugh's trying to, like, set this new standard of we are a serious football team to be reckoned with. They are, at this point, the only real, I think, short-term and long-term contender in the AFC West to try to take anything from the Chiefs. You know, maybe not even a divisional battle, but just being that next team in line for a wild card spot. The thing with the Chargers, and I say this as somebody who is kind of buying them long-term, I like the Harbaugh-Herbert duo.
Yeah,
I think that there's something there that the rest of the league doesn't have. It's a long-term good plan. But on the short term, the Chargers' two wins this year were against the Panthers and the team who the Panthers beat last week, being the Las Vegas Raiders. So I do think there's a little bit of the competition factor here, and the fact that they are so banged up. Maybe the next matchup in December, these two teams in prime time on Sunday Night Football, that might be a real test of where the Chargers are at that point. But also, no Bosa, in addition to the tackles and Herbert all being their various versions of banged up, and no Derwin James, the guy that has been a great matchup with Travis Kelce. Kelce's won that matchup, but it is a real worthy battle that this division has brought. They're so shorthanded, and I think they're a little bit overinflated by who they played the first 2 weeks.
No, I'm with you. We should put an asterisk, too, on that Panthers, because it's Bryce Young and then Andy Dalton, right? So two different Panthers teams, so we have to put an asterisk on that was the crappy Panthers, even though they still suck, but that was the worst version.
Right. Right. It is maybe the worst thing we'll see in football all year. I don't know exactly how the Panthers got from point A to point B with Bryce, but yeah, a version of the Panthers that immediately made them bench their number one overall pick from 19 games prior, that is obviously a total disaster.
Who do you
so with all that being said, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with that being said, I like the Harbaugh-Herbert combination as well, because I thought Brandon Staley really held this team back, to be honest with you. And he comes over that 1 year being a defensive coordinator, and he had Aaron Donald, by the way, and so he was good and gets a head coaching job. But Sean Payton has won a ring. I still think, and I know Harbaugh won a national title. He's been to the Super Bowl. I think Harbaugh is the second best coach in this division.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you. Absolutely. And there was something I can't remember who I was even talking about this with, so I feel bad. I don't think I deserve all the credit for this genius thought. But there is always this feeling, and it really feels especially evident shortly after the Bengals game and the way that they seem to handle the Chiefs week and then every week after. We talk all the time about the Chiefs getting your best shot, right, and being every other team's Super Bowl and all that. I actually kind of think that for Harbaugh, the Chiefs aren't the Super Bowl, and not once a year, twice a year. The games that are going to matter to Harbaugh are going to happen in January and maybe someday February. I think he's calibrated for that in the right way because he has been there at those levels. Obviously, like you said, Peyton has a ring. For whatever reason, The vibes of the Sean Payton Broncos have not been the, it has not brought the energy of a stable Super Bowl winning head coach who knows what he's doing. And maybe I'm projecting in part because of how bad the Russ experiment went and how Bo Nix has looked, although we got a little glimpse of light there from him. But it feels like Sean Payton is like trying to prove something else, and I don't want to say it's desperation, but it feels like they're scrambling. Harbaugh seems like kind of a steady hand who has shown an ability to do it at the NFL and the college level, even if you assume he's only going to be your coach for 4 or 5 years because eventually he rubs people the wrong way. That 4 or 5 year window for the Chargers is much, much brighter than anything the Raiders and Broncos are bringing, in my opinion.
You know, it's weird thinking about the Raiders and Broncos, and I don't know how you feel about Bo Nix, Joshua, but the bottom line is, I mean, I liked him in college. There's a huge difference between college and pro. But I almost feel like these rosters were set up, and it's like a board game where they hit that space and had to go back to the start. Because I think Raiders definitely need another quarterback. We know that. But when you get a new quarterback, you got to groom him. And I'm not 100% sure the Broncos have figured that quarterback either. So it's kind of like they hit that space where they have to go back to the start.
And that's the thing, I think, more than anything else, that I don't know, go directly to quarterback purgatory, do not collect $200. That space is what tanks franchises, because usually your quarterback bet is a big one. Obviously, the Panthers are going to be a perfect, terrible example of that. And with Bo Nix, this is not serious analysis, but it is something that I looked up a couple days ago. It is absolutely mind-boggling. Bo Nix was born February 25th, 2000. Nick Bolton was born a few weeks later, March 10th, 2000.
Oh, boy.
Nick Bolton is younger than Bo Nix. So, you know, I liked Bo Nix in college, too, because he was playing against kids he could have fathered.
Do you realize the Miami Hurricanes have a nine-year tight end that's played 9 years in college football?
He and Travis Hunter are my two favorite college football players for completely different reasons. I love that story.
I love Travis
so
Hunter
much.
Too.
I hope he plays forever.
Yeah, I'm a big fan
Why
of that
did
too.
You not?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. The Chiefs finally going to put somebody away, because I feel like every cardiac unit, I don't know the stats for that because I haven't talked to St. Luke's, North Kansas City Hospital, Liberty. I'm curious, like at the end of games, the end of Chiefs games, like how busy the cardiac unit gets, because after they go down to the Falcons, I'm sitting here going, well, I've read this book, I've seen this movie, they're going to probably come down. I went with the Harrison Butker field goal. It was different because it was a defensive stand. But just put somebody away. I mean, we keep waiting for that.
It didn't have to be a defensive stand. They could have just picked up the first down when they had the football.
It's true.
I've been kind of tongue-in-cheek saying all week, you know, Chargers are banged up, the Chiefs are a better football team, this Chargers offense is so shorthanded, the Chiefs defense is really good, the Chiefs are significantly better, Kansas City 13, Los Angeles 10. And I've maybe nudged that just a smidge. I might be, if you really, really, you know, hook me up to a lie detector, maybe I'd tell you it's 20 to 10 in my head right now. But none of that is easy. I would be pretty surprised if we got a Bears sort of game from this time last season. We just get like a casual blowout. Partially because, you know, the Chargers are fine, even shorthanded. I think they're a decent football team right now. Again, long term, I'm kind of bullish on them. But Andy Reid doesn't really put teams away like this, usually in the first matchup early on in the year. And I think I have no reason to think that there's any sort of disrespect between Reid and Harbaugh, and sometimes a little bit of coaching animosity or a little bit of, you know, even John Gruden, who is obviously at Chiefs training camp this year. Oh, yeah. He does the victory lap. And then Andy Reid breaks out the trick plays like that. There seems to be kind of a rhythm there. I think the Chiefs are going to get a lead early in this game. I think they're going to hold the Chargers at, you know, bigger brother to little brother arm's length, just kind of put their palm on their forehead for as much of the game as they can and never really try to take off with it. Never really show anything terribly new on tape. Rashee Rice gets his touches. It's a big Carson Steele game. And I think the Chiefs win a game that isn't a blowout, but that you can tell the entire time they're the better team. As long as they win those games, that's fine, because you're standing, you know, stay at the top of the AFC power rankings, stay in the lead, or at least, you know, tied there with Buffalo and Pittsburgh for the number one seed. you can live that way as long as you can eventually break out the big guns when everything meshes. I'm not expecting a super high octane blowout here. I think both of these teams, you mentioned earlier, the Chargers run the ball a ton, do not throw it very much right now. I think both of these teams run the ball a lot. It's maybe a shorter game than we're used to seeing because that clock's going to be running for a good portion of it. And I think the Chiefs win something like 20-10, where they're the better team, but they're not putting up 35. That's where I'm at right now.
Final question for you, Joshua. What will we see first, a behind-the-back pass or a quarterback sneak with Mahomes? Which one will we see first?
Well, as you were asking the question, I was thinking, oh, probably the other. I don't think they're going to do the behind-the-back pass anytime soon in a real game. Well, they're definitely not sneaking Mahomes. So I will say that we will see the behind-the-back pass before we see a quarterback sneak.
I agree, but you know what, though? It would so work if they're in the AFC title game or Super Bowl because nobody's expecting. I mean, that would 100% work. Just fall forward, Patrick.
But Mahomes has to call his own number.
True.
There's no way Andy's going to call
it. Hey, I could see him do it, though. Get the AFC title game. You need that first down or Super Bowl. I mean, it kind of would work, to be honest with you.
I think it's a great call.
Yeah.
I think it's a great call. You do it once in the playoffs,
yeah.
And the teams have to defend it for five more years.
Yeah,
but you never actually do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, give him something to think about. No question about it. Look forward to the game today. Joshua Briscoe, follow him on Twitter, at JB Briscoe. He's a new guy here. Of course, you know who he is. He's incredibly entertaining, but a Chiefs contributor right here at 96.5 The Fan, also the editor, Chiefs on SI. And Nate Taylor, that you know very well from the station, does a podcast with him, Only Weird Games. Joshua, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Let's do it again soon. And everybody, keep that blood pressure down, all right?
That's right. Keep that blood pressure down. Thanks right there to Joshua.